Hey beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD but Make It Spiritual. I'm your girl Laura Bennett, and if you're feeling a little scattered today, trust me, you're not alone. We've all been there chasing deadlines, juggling commitments, and trying to keep our mental space as calm as the surface of a perfectly still pond, which, let's be real, is about as likely as finding a unicorn in your backyard. But here's the thing. Taking care of ourselves shouldn't feel like an Olympic sport. It's not about achieving some unattainable state of zen, it's about showing up for ourselves with love and kindness, even on those days when our brains are doing their own little dance party. And that brings us to today's topic, building self-care habits. Because let's face it, we're not going to magically become saints overnight, right? Self-care is a journey, my friends, a beautiful, messy, and often hilarious journey. But trust me, the rewards are worth every step. So, buckle up and get ready for 5 key takeaways that will empower you to build self-care habits that actually stick. First things first, forget the notion of all or nothing. You don't have to become a yoga master overnight or spend hours meditating in a Himalayan cave, although wouldn't that be amazing? Start small. Pick one thing, a 5-minute stretch break, reading a chapter of your favorite book before bed, taking a walk in nature and commit to it. Consistency is key, my lovelies. It's like building muscle. Those tiny daily reps add up over time. Number 2. Make self-care non-negotiable. Ever felt that pang of guilt when you prioritize yourself? That's societal conditioning talking, honey. You deserve time and space to recharge, just like your phone needs a good old charge after a long day of scrolling. Schedule it in your calendar, treat it like any other important appointment. Speaking of appointments, let's talk about number 3. Find what truly nourishes your soul. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to self-care. What brings joy and peace to you might be completely different from someone else. Experiment. Try a new hobby, dance around your living room like nobody's watching because, let's face it, they're not. Reconnect with nature or spend time with loved ones. Remember, self-care isn't just about pampering yourself, it's also about setting healthy boundaries. You are a precious, vibrant being, deserving of respect and consideration. Don't be afraid to say no to things that drain your energy or compromise your well-being. This is number 4. Prioritize your peace. And finally, my darlings, remember to practice self-compassion. You're not perfect and that's absolutely okay. There will be days when you stumble, when the self-care routine goes out the window, and you find yourself curled up on the couch with a tub of ice cream, no judgment here. Be kind to yourself, dust yourself off, and start fresh. Remember, progress is not always linear, it's more like a beautiful, winding path filled with unexpected detours and breathtaking views. Okay, let's talk about something real. Imagine you're working on a big project, the deadline is looming, and your brain feels like it's running on fumes. Ever been there? Maybe you're bouncing between tasks, feeling overwhelmed, and the temptation to just scroll through social media for 5 minutes, which somehow turns into an hour, is super strong. In this scenario, what's a healthy self-care habit you could implement right now? A 5-minute walk outside to clear your head, maybe. Or a quick stretch break to get your blood flowing. By prioritizing these small moments of self-care, you can actually boost your productivity and focus. You're not being lazy, you're investing in your well-being so you can show up at your best. So, my loves, let's recap. Start small with achievable goals, make self-care non-negotiable, find what truly nourishes your soul, set healthy boundaries, and practice self-compassion. Remember, you are worthy of love, care, and attention not just from others, but most importantly, from yourself. Ready to dive deeper into the world of ADHD and spirituality? Make sure you're subscribed to this podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And hey, if you found today's message helpful, share it with someone who needs a little extra self-love in their life. You never know, you might just be planting seeds of joy and transformation. Until next time, stay radiant, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.